Okay, Richard, we'll get you in to tell us about the marathon.
Thank you very much, Victor. Good evening, everybody. Just to give you a quick update on the Aberfeldy Multisports Festival weekend. I will be brief and just a reminder of what the weekend's going to look like. So we have a Saturday and a Sunday schedule. The Saturday schedule kicks off in Kenmore with the Drummond Hill Trail Run. And that's a 10-kilometre run starting and finishing from the Kenmore Recreation Ground, doing a loop of Drummond Hill and then back along the riverside path back to finish in the Recreation Ground. At the moment, we've got just under 200 athletes registered for that particular event. And then in the afternoon, we have Go Swim Loch Tay, which is a number of different distances open water swimming, ranging from 250 metres up to 3 kilometres. And that all goes from Tamworth Marina. But all the sort of the registration and the event parking infrastructure, etc., is all in the recreation ground. So then onto the Sunday, which is the Aberfeldy Middle Distance Triathlon. So the swim starts in Kenmore, the swim starts and finishes in Kenmore. So the swim will start at Tamworth Marina at 6:45 in the morning, and it will finish on Kenmore Beach, and then athletes will run across into the Kenmore Recreation Ground to pick their bikes up. And then the bike course will head up from Kenmore up to Kinlochranach, around the loch and back to Aberfeldy, where they'll start their run from Bradalbin Community Campus. And the run will head over Wade's Bridge and follow the north banks of the Tay down to Strathtay, and an out and back course back to Aberfeldy, finishing in the Bradalbin Community Campus up on the pitches there. So that's a very brief overview of the event itself. We'll have about 600 athletes on the Sunday. So the event itself is, I'm not going to say it's not going to cause any disruption. It will cause a little bit of disruption in the area on the roads, but we will try and keep that disruption to a minimum as possible. Where we've got some traffic pinch points, we're using a traffic management company to manage those places, like Kenmore Bridge, any crossing points, Wade's Bridge in Aberfeldy as well, Tamworth Drive, Alma Avenue, these places where we will put some traffic management in. I will hasten to add, we're not closing any roads. It is all on open roads, but we will be managing traffic in places for the safety of other road users and obviously of athletes taking part. We have applied for a TTRO, a temporary traffic restriction order, to put in no waiting areas on Alma Avenue, on Tabridge Drive, and a short section of Kenmore Street, just to alleviate some of the parked cars and make it safer for traffic to move around, but also for athletes to move around as well. So that went through council and got approved last week. So all that's gone through. So in terms of COVID, we're obviously hoping that restrictions, as I've just been listening to, are pretty much, we're obviously managing that at level zero at the moment. And we are very mindful as well that we are bringing a number of people into the area, and we will manage those safely and as responsibly as we possibly can for the duration of the event weekend. So it was really just an opportunity for me just to give you an update from when I spoke to you at the last meeting, sort of just to say yes, the event's back. So everything's going ahead for 3 weeks' time. We're very much keeping an eye on COVID guidance. We will be operating it within Sport Scotland's guidance on it, on outdoor events. And we are trying to communicate and engage with the local community as much as possible. So any questions, anybody?
Richard, I've got one. You haven't mentioned the date this time anyway. Can you give us the date?
Sorry, apologies. Yes, 21st and 22nd of August. Sorry, thanks, John.
Thank you.
So, any commentary from anybody else on this?
I think it's really good for the area, but I think it's really good that it's going ahead in Aberfeldy and a kind of chance for lots of the people to come to Aberfeldy, but also for Aberfeldy to host something like this, especially after the last year or so. I don't know if lots of people know about it. I haven't seen lots of things about, but maybe that's just me. But I wondered whether it was worthwhile putting something on the community notice board ahead of time, just to let people know in advance that these things are on and that there might be that little bit of disruption to traffic and things, and then they're forewarned a wee bit about it.
Yeah, that's a good comment, Lorraine. And I have got that sort of earmarked to do, and I think I'll probably bring that forward based on your comments. I'll probably bring it forward to this weekend, and then that gives everybody a good 3 weeks advance notice that it's happening, and gives people an opportunity to ask any questions, email me through the website, etc. But yeah,
that's good.
I see Alistair Smith wanted to say something here.
Yeah, just to say that we're delighted that Richard did an interview with Ramsay that was broadcast and on our website. And I'm not sure if he did share it within the Aberfeldy Facebook forum, but I'd be quite delighted, Richard, to maybe arrange something again. So she could update us just on those issues, and we could distribute that. It's very easy for us to distribute an audio interview onto other Facebook platforms as well, so people get the chance to hear you as well as reading about things. But more than delighted to do that. And I think what you've been saying there today about the kind of COVID safe aspects and the fact that we are bringing people into the area, and it's been done responsibly, I think, for the Aberfeldy area, I think that's great for the economy, and congratulations on making the event happen this year.
Thank you.
I just had a couple of points. Can you clarify the official name of your weekend, Richard?
So it's the Aberfeldy Multisports Festival.
Yeah.
And the official website is aberfeldytriathlon.com.
Yeah. And your 600 competitors, that's on the triathlon, that's obviously a lot. Is that a record?
And not far off. We in 2014, when we host, well, we are going to host the British Championships this year, but we haven't quite reached the heady heights of what we had in. We had 750 in 2014, but this is the second largest. And it was postponed from 2020, but our British Championship status for that particular event was rolled over to 2021. So we were delighted with that. Yeah.
There's 600 competitors. Obviously there'll be support staff and people wanted to come to watch and all the rest of it. So presumably we can multiply that 600 by two or three times.
Certainly by two, I think, Victor. Yes, certainly. In this occasion, we are being very mindful of spectators in certain areas, and we're discouraging spectators in certain areas, like, for example, the swim start, because that's a very, very tight, congested area. We're making sure that we spread out the finish area at the campus, and one of the reasons why we're finishing the swim on the beach as well, again, is to spread that out, because the marina is very tight. And so if we had it starting and finishing at the marina, again, we would be encouraging gatherings, etc. So that's another reason why we've moved on to that beach finish.
And so the triathlon obviously has got a high profile at the moment with the Olympics.
Yeah.
He's obviously won medals and what have you. So
yeah.
I guess the profile is high.
Very much so. And we've got open water swimming as well, taking part this week as well, which we've got medal chances with as well. It's a lesser known sport as a high profile sport, but as a participation sport, open water swimming is on a huge growth at the moment. Yeah.
And are there competitors of that kind of standing or thereabouts? Yeah, does it attract people like that?
Yeah, from a triathlon point of view, our champion will be competing at a Great Britain level, certainly on the international stage as well. So yeah, pretty the top end will be at a pretty high standard. Yeah. And Aberfeldy over the years has become popular with these athletes. They like the course. It's a tough course. They love particularly the bike course, which is a real test, and it's become known as a popular race. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any more questions for Richard? Right. I think we'll maybe just touch on a tap while you're still here, Richard. So my understanding is that a tap. The decision has been made to reverse the direction of the event, and the event is still going on. Is that 19th of September? Is that right?
That's
19th.
So that obviously suits Aberfeldy. Probably suits us better than some others. do we have any more feedback on a tap?
I haven't spoken with the organisers for a little while, but I know that they were communicating with various businesses and such like over in the Tummel Valley, having done so already over here. So as far as I'm aware, it's all been approved. I noticed there's a big piece in the Bedolbin Queer, which came through Letterbox today, and just telling folk about the two routes and so on and so forth. So. I think it will be different because it's reversed, and it'll clear the Tay Valley a lot earlier than it would normally do.
Okay, do you want to say something, Alistair?
Yeah, they did send a very generic press release, and we did have an interview with the technical director of Limelight Sports. The bit that concerned me was that he said that there had been extensive public consultation. And I'm just wondering what consultation has taken place with the community council and what consultation took place with the local businesses, because from my feedback, that seems to have been low-key. And I just wondered if there was anything that we hope to have another interview with them in the next month. Just wondered if anybody had any direct consultation or working with them to try and iron out any of the issues that may come from this year's event.
I certainly sat in a number of Zoom meetings that they were having. I think they were having one every Wednesday night for a while. initially, they were with mostly with the farming community at this side, because the biggest issue that was being raised was the fact that it was during harvest time rather than in May. And I think the benefit of reversing it meant that they're reckoning that the last cyclist will be past the Comrie Bridge out towards Cosheville by about 9 a.m, which the farmers were happy to work around. And, they would be in their fields from probably early morning, 5, 6 o'clock potentially. But they were happy enough that they could get their stuff harvested and back to wherever their farms or wherever they were taking them within that. It's a different situation, obviously, over in the Tummel Valley. There's not much, I think, by way of harvesting that goes on in there. But I know that they had been in contact with a number of the businesses around Lochranach and along through Strathtummel and such like. And there were a few of these people came and spoke, some residents who were worried about church service and such like. But I believe, having spoken with the ministers in the area, that they will time their services that day so that it doesn't conflict with the race times. And I know that there were, I can't remember, maybe two or three other businesses along the Tummel Valley that I was, they were in on these meetings whilst I was present. So, but I'm not quite sure exactly how they made contact. I think they may have had individual contact rather than, you know, stuff out in the papers and such that I think they've identified the businesses and made personal contact.
Okay. It did seem that a couple of people I've spoken to haven't had any consultation and maybe affected. I just wondered what their process for contacting the locals are. Do you know, John, if they're going to issue a better quality map showing the actual road closures and the times of the road closures? Because what's the issue with their press release? Was just a very generic map of the area with a couple of flags up for start and finish points. Yeah. I mean, obviously they've had to go through the council to arrange these road closures and the times of those. And from past experience, that wasn't really conveyed to some of the local areas in great detail, and I just wondered if we could help with that process of promoting times, especially when the route is reversed, which I gather is for the benefits that you have described. I've written to Roads Department as well, but haven't had a reply. Okay. Just asking for the actual roads that are closed and the times, so as we could help promote that as well. And is it like a rolling opening again as the cyclists are passed? Is that how it works?
Yeah. I have seen a version of the usual map with the different colours. Sections will be closed, obviously, inverse, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So the times are different from four. So it should be available, Alistair. There's no reason. I can certainly ask Katrina. I don't sure you were in contact with.
Certainly on the weekly report that comes out from the council, it just actually says the date of the event and various diversions. And I actually questioned that the wording of various diversions or various closures wasn't particularly helpful. So if there's a more detailed description of that, it would be appreciated.
I will do. And, you know, I've asked them in the past to make sure that they put signs up saying, you know, road closed here between such and such a time on such and such a time on whatever the date is, the 19th of September, so that people maybe got, you know, a week leading up to the event that they've, these notices are at the relevant junctions, etc. So, okay, I'll follow up on that for you, Alistair.
We said quite early on, Alistair, that we were in principle supportive of reversing the route. So we haven't actually heard anything at all since then. But I haven't been chasing it. I have been aware that John and others have been attending meetings and what have you. So I haven't full haven't been looking too much at the detail, and I think as far as we're concerned, this side of the hill, you know, the plan we've got is probably better than the one we had before. It sounds like Richard's weekend is competing for size with the which I guess is a good thing.
It certainly feels like that, Victor, when I'm organising it.
Can I just... Can I just... Alistair, I don't hope you've picked it up, but the end of the race won't actually be coming back into Pitlochry.
Yeah, it's a
They're
phone
going
up,
to
yeah.
stop up towards Faskelly, I think.
Yeah, all right.
And then ride in on open roads
back
into Pitlochry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, is that all we have to say on a tap?
Yep.
Okay. You're welcome to stay on, Richard, or you can depart, whatever you want to do. Don't mind.
I'll depart if that's okay. I've got some more work to do, but thank you very much for your time, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Cheers, Richard. Right, so we still have two or three things here that are potentially quite significant. So I'm just got an eye on time.